Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
One of the highlights of the week is sitting down with our independent bookseller of the week to discuss some great reads that they want to share with you, the Roundtable listeners. So that is the time we are at right now. And Amy Lane of the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery is here to convince you, and it won't take much, that all of these books are winners and certainly worth your time. Amy, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us. It's always a lovely pleasure to have you with us. Where would you like to begin?
I'm going to begin with the big one on the list in my mind, because it is, of course, the most topical book that is out at the moment, in my opinion. And it is Gun Guys, A Road Trip by Dan Baum. I don't know if you've heard of this, and
I've heard of it. I have not. Beyond that, I've read a review, and that's my knowledge.
Yeah, this has sort of taken up a lot of space in many, many journals and magazines, etc., what have you, and rightly so. I mean, it is a hot topic, let us say, at this moment. And really, what he has done, he is a self-declared liberal Democrat, Jewish, Jersey boy kind of guy. He is also what he describes as a gun guy. He is a gun owner and a gun enthusiast. And so he has taken a road trip, which is the subtitle to this particular book, around the country and met up with other gun owners in our land and had discussions with them and talks with them. And given everything that has happened within the recent past, he's really opened up a new dialogue for this particular issue, I think. And I think regardless of where you stand on this spectrum, and it is a wide and varied spectrum, it is an important book. It is something to think about. It is written in a way that does not have answers. He doesn't necessarily take a side. He will produce for you statistics and facts. He will give to you anecdotes and individuals who you may or may not think are sane or valid. But they will give you something to think about. And I think that at this point in time, that is an incredibly important thing to do in our country.
And to hear what people hear the different sides, because it's such a multifaceted issue.
It really, really is. And what's interesting, too, is as sort of, you know, I like to look up a whole lot of stuff about books when it hits. And he, like I said, he has done a lot of interviews. He has written many, many articles, which have incised a lot of people and have brought out all sorts of heated comments. The web, don't you just
love it? Well, I mean, I don't think we're at a point where I don't think you can have the word gun in a sentence and not elicit some reaction that at some point is going to be negative to somebody.
It's true. And it's a very visceral topic. Yeah. And as much as you want to think that we are reasoned and taking this on intellectually, that is very, very difficult to do, because this is not something that is, it hits us emotionally, is what it does. It, particularly in light of all of the tragedies that guns have been a part of recently, whether you hold to the idea that guns don't kill people, people kill people, or not, there's a lot to be said. So, and I think this book is a great place to start.
It is Gun Guys, A Road Trip by Dan Baum, and now out, and certainly very much in the news, and something worth our time and attention.
Absolutely. Next, I'm going to talk about a new book by Kate Atkinson, she of Case Histories in the Jackson Brody series, who we love and adore, Jackson Brody. Her latest book is a takeoff from that. This is not a Jackson Brody book, is really what I'm trying to say, very flounderingly, but there it is. It is called Life After Life, and it's a really interesting idea in which this woman, Ursula Todd, lives multiple times and dies multiple times. So she sort of has this Groundhog Day life that expands beyond just a single day, however. So she's not reliving one day over and over. She is reliving her life in every possible format you could imagine, to the point where one of her lives, she is born and dies right then and there. That's one life. And then she has another life where she moves on and things happen and she's a teenager and then she dies and she moves to another life. And
so, and is there a defined number or this just goes on?
This is her existence.
Okay.
So you kind of have to just go with that, right? Give yourself over to that idea that this is happening to her. And
yeah.
And it all takes place really in the crux of it is between 1910 and 1930. And so she gets to meet Eva Braun. She has a confrontation with Hitler. It's kind of cool, you know. it has a lot to say. And she is such an amazing writer. She just pulls you along and you can really just give yourself over to it. Have a good time.
How can this not be
a
TV series at some point?
Maybe. Let's hope.
Yes. All right.
And you know, let's bring back Jason Isaacs.
Wife After Wife by Kate Atkinson.
The next book I have on my card here, the heading under the title is Things That Make You Go, Ew. And it is How to Create the Perfect Wife.
Ew.
Britain's most... Get this. Britain's most ineligible bachelor and his enlightened, quote-unquote, quest to train the ideal mate. This is written by Wendy Moore. And
is it enlightened?
It is not enlightened. It is fascinating. I mean, if in the late 1700s reality TV existed, this guy would be the king of reality TV.
All right.
Thomas Day is his man, British fellow that he was, who believed very much in the sort of stoicism that was, I guess, a big philosophical idea at the time. He sort of took ideas from Rousseau and really twisted it to suit his own bizarre needs, because no self-respecting woman, even of that day and age, was going to lump herself into his life as his wife. He was a horribly dreadful, boorish man. And so what does one do when faced with a lack of women who are interested in becoming your wife, despite your status and your wealth? He goes out and he purchases two orphan girls. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
It's horrible. It's just horrible. And he does, with the intent of grooming them to be his wife. Thankfully, they were smart enough to not do this.
To yes. Run for the hills.
Yes, one did it quite handily and readily and quickly. And she was, of course, cast aside quite handily. And then the other tried very hard. She really did. But after essentially being... shot at and immersed in freezing cold water and suffered many, many trials, let us say, she finally said enough is enough, and he cast her aside as well, and then went on back to respectable women and tried to get them to marry him. And it's just this bizarre quest, serious quest of this man to find the perfect wife.
Now, does Wendy Moore have the same outrage that you do?
I think she...
Not that I'm saying it's not justified.
No,
it's certainly justified, but I'm just curious. Is that the tone of the book?
No, it's not as outraged. It's she presents it a little more even-handedly, although you cannot help but think, what?
Well, they're the obvious,
seriously,
come on.
This idiot, you're a foolish man. But it's fascinating, bizarre reading, I will say.
How to Create the Perfect Wife by Wendy Moore.
Seriously. I really want to talk about, and I'm sorry, I don't usually do this, but there's this really fun, lovely cookbook called Mr. Wilkinson's Vegetables.
Well, you don't have to apologize. We're all about vegetable books here on the round table.
But I love it. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful, beautiful cookbook. It's laid out in a very lovely way. The recipes are accessible and delicious, and it really does touch on practically every vegetable that you could grow in your garden and then some. So please take a look at this wonderful, those of you, you know, who are gardeners and cooks. This is a really fun summer, spring, fall cookbook, I think.
Parsnip Scordalia.
Yeah!
That includes hazelnuts. That's cool.
Doesn't it?
It's a beautiful book. Black Dog and Leventhal do such
gorgeous books.
And this is presented in a gorgeous fashion. And it's called Mr. Wilkinson's Vegetables. Mr. Wilkinson, in this case, is Matt Wilkinson.
Yes.
And it is a cookbook to celebrate the garden. And yes, absolutely beautiful.
Lovely, lovely.
Good stuff.
Next one I want to talk about is my YA pick on the list. And it is Eleanor and Park. By Rainbow Rowell. How much time have we got?
We've got enough time to talk about both of the books that you want to talk about, I believe.
Great.
About 4 minutes.
This book, oh, wow. You know me and my YA novels, and I love them very much. And John Green, who wrote one of the best YA novels ever called The Fault in Our Stars, which released last year and won many, many countless and well-deserved accolades, wrote a glorious, quite glorious review of Eleanor and Park, and I want to read just a little bit of it to you. To set this up, it is a love story of sorts between a young woman, Eleanor, and Park, who meet on the bus, right? She's this big gangly girl who is new to the school, and Park is a his mother's Korean, and so he is a Korean-American young man who's pretty smart, tries to keep out of the bully's eyesight. And they meet unwittingly. She can't find a seat on the bus, and he lets her sit next to him, which is a big deal. And they don't talk for a while. And then they do. And in the meantime, John Green has this really beautiful thing to say. Every romance has its obstacle. I have another boyfriend, my parents say we can't, you're a vampire and I'm not, etc. But the obstacle in Eleanor and Park is simply the world. The world cannot stomach such a relationship between a good-looking Korean kid and Big Red, as she's called. The world cannot allow Eleanor a boyfriend of any kind because she's poor and fat and dresses funny. The world cannot allow Park a girlfriend because he likes wearing eyeliner, and everyone knows that's gay. The world is the obstacle, as it always is when you're 16 and truly in love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It is. And the book itself is dynamite. And it starts off perfectly with this gorgeous prologue. And again, if you'll indulge me in letting me read this to you, it's not even described as a prologue in the book. It's just this blank space, half a page, with this below it. He stopped trying to bring her back. She only came back when she felt like it in dreams and lies and broken down deja vu. Like he'd be driving to work, and he'd see a girl with red hair standing on the corner, and he'd swear for half a choking moment that it was her. Then he'd see that the girl's hair was more blonde than red, and that she was holding a cigarette and wearing a Sex Pistols t-shirt. Eleanor hated the Sex Pistols. Eleanor. Standing behind him until he turned his head, lying next to him just before he woke up, making everyone else seem drabber and flatter, and never good enough. Eleanor, ruining everything. Eleanor, gone. He'd stop trying to bring her back.
Wow.
Yep.
And that's where you start.
That's where you start.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell. Now, we have about 30 seconds, but certainly enough time to talk about the new Lemony Snicket book.
Illustrated by John Clausen, who did This Is Not My Hat and I Want My Hat Back. And it's called The Dark, and it's this little boy and his encounter with the dark as an entity. And it's actually, surprisingly, not what one would think given Lemony Snicket and John Clausen. It's lovely. It's sweet, and it really
And it's
does.
A picture book. I mean, it's
it
not
is
a
picture
yeah,
book.
Chapter
yeah.
book. It's a picture book.
Yeah, and it does let you know that you don't have to be afraid of the dark.
It's good stuff.
I got a
copy of that last week. And
I love it.
It's quite enchanting.
And one last thing before
yes.
we go. National Poetry Month, everybody.
Oh,
get
that's
out
right.
there.
April.
Put a poem in your pocket.
Wonderful.
Yep.
We're going to be having poets on the show. I think we already have, and we'll continue, and that'll
Yay.
Be great this month to celebrate. For more information on the Open Door Bookstore and Gift Gallery in Schenectady and the great work they do, you can go to their website, which is opendoor-bookstore.com. Better yet, go and see them. They're right on J Street in Schenectady, and they're just lovely folks, and you will have a wonderful time there. Amy Lane, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Again, opendoor-bookstore.com to see the complete list of books. We'll have it up on our website as well. Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac are next. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.